Hello, everyone. This is him downstairs. Thanks for stopping by the basement for the Gorilla Staring podcast, where we're taking a trip down the rabbit hole in my mind. And who knows what I might talk about, what I might say. I'll tell you this. Whatever goes down will be spicy and feisty. So maybe you're off to work or on your break eating your cheese sandwich. So sit back, relax, have some snacks, and let's go. Well, hello, everyone. It's me, him downstairs. I know it's been a while since I've been gone. Yeah, I started a new job. Well, I think the last episode I was mentioning that I was leaving my old job and starting a new one. So far, it's okay. I'm still in the orientation mode, so I really haven't got my feet wet. I'm just pretty much occupying the director's office or the assistant director, and waiting to be assigned to this, sending tickets to get my computer and my office prepared and equipped. Then interesting today, I went clothes shopping. It's with the National Cemetery, which is a part of the Department of Veterans Affairs. If you think of it, the final side of the triangle of Veterans Affairs. You know, you have Veterans Benefits Administration. You know, they comprise of your disability rating, your housing, letters of eligibility, like for education, for housing, your auto grants, aid and attendance, right? Then you have Veterans Health Administration, which is the healthcare aspect of the Department of Veterans Affairs. Like your medical centers, like Houston, Michael E. DeBakey VA Medical Center. You have like Dallas VA. I forgot that one was called Dallas VA. Almost every, I would say, major city, you have a Veterans Affairs medical facility, either a hospital or a clinic, right? And then you have the National Cemetery Association, I think that's what it's called, and that's the final, the last one, the last angle, right? And so I am a administrative specialist, so it looks like I'll probably be interacting with individuals who's, with their departed veteran and or deceased veteran. And so to ease that, I wouldn't say the process, but getting them in, getting them taken care of their remains and such. So I started 2 days ago. And so far it's okay. I mean, I'm still missing my old job. It's kind of weird. It's that my computer is still equipped with software that's formatted from the hospital. So I'm just getting bits and pieces of information from the new facility. Cause like I said, it's a different facility. So it's not like a facility like, how would I say, it's not like Wells Fargo in Dallas and now you're Wells Fargo in Houston. It's almost like if Wells Fargo had a credit union, they use completely different, formats and software and whatever. That's how I would see it. So yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I haven't, like I said, I'm barely scratching the surface. So it's not a, so I can't give you a better answer. Although I do find the people a little bit more, there are more men, I will say that, than women at this facility, which is good. I do like that. Even though there are a few women there, I think they're pretty level headed. One I think is assistant director, or she's on it. She's on it. I mean, it's nothing. You can't pass nothing on her. And then it's interesting. Like the first day I was there, that was Monday, right? It was Monday, and we have a roll call, which is at 8 o'clock, which is kind of reminds me of like formation, sort of like military. And you can kind of tell, they're all older black men, which is cool. I like that. It's, I've been around black you know, black people. I mean, what the fuck? But I mean, it's interesting when you're dealing with a different group, you know? It's like, it's not just one. Sometimes you have like one older, like I've been in jobs where you might have had, I might have been the only black person there, male or female. And then there's been times I've been the only black male. And then there's been times I'm the only eldest black male and there's younger, you know, younger guys, fine, right? But this one, these guys are older than me. and it's interesting to, you know, hear the banter back and forth and stuff like that. Some stuff is, you know, and you can tell these people have lives, they have families, and they have problems like everyone else does, you know, not this... Not like in the other, and I'm not trying to badmouth my previous job, but it just seemed there's so much cackling shit, you know, cackling this, blah, backstabbing this, twist the knife there. I said this, she said that. Oh my God, it was just the overinflated drama that did not need to be there was there. Whereas here, I don't see, and here's the thing, I don't see it yet, you know. And also, men, to the most part, have a different way of handling, you know, individuals they don't like. They just ignore them. They just don't do anything with them. They work with them because they have to work. But as far as like, you know, what's that saying? I wouldn't piss on you if you were on fire. Or I wouldn't piss on you if you were thirsty. Oh, shit. What the fuck? And sometimes I forget to turn this shit off, and then some dumb shit. Oh, Lord. Okay, anyway, I'm going to turn that off because it's stupid. Anyway, so yeah, interesting group. And I'm working also with a couple of people that are also temporaries like me. So the job is temporary. It's like for 1 year. It is a bump up in salary. Now, they're saying they still need people, so they're still hiring. And yet, I'm not so much worried about being all of a sudden let go, you know. Like I said, I already have a plan already in mind of what I'm doing as far as my other personal goals and such. And so yeah, it's a pretty interesting gig. I mean, I like it so far. It's you know, it's nothing really to, you know, I'll see what it is. I mean, I get to go outside a lot. I get to drive a golf cart because the cemetery is fucking huge. And like I said, today I went shopping. Yeah, that was the thing I forgot to mention. I went clothes shopping, right? So it's cemetery, you know, you're not. I mean, I dressed business casual to slightly relaxing. You know, I this is not a place I could probably dress even in my best, I would say best attire or best ensemble over at the VA clinic. It would not be up to par with over here at the cemetery. You have to be in gray pants. That's the uniform. Gray pants, a blue or white shirt, can be short sleeve, long sleeve, and you can have a tie. You don't have to have a tie. So we went, well, I went shopping and I was given like money from the VA and a tax receipt or something, like tax form, you know, to waive the tax. And I bought like two blazers. Actually, they actually had a list of things I had to buy. Like, I had to buy five pairs of gray slacks, right? Then, no socks. Cause that's a little bit, I mean, they think you can afford it. I had to get two ties. Fine. Then I had to get two navy blue blazers, which is fine because I do have another navy blue blazer, which is fine. That's great because that means I have three now. And then five white shirts. They said I could get blue shirts, like three white, two blue, but I couldn't find any blue shirts. And plus my neck size, I have no neck, right? It's probably because I'm fat too. But yeah, I have no neck. And so this put me on the spot because when I went to the clothing shop or whatever, they have an alteration guy. And the alteration guy, I had to put on these pants to make sure all these fit. And, you know, and it's different because the pants, and especially where they're made, if, you know, most, you're going... Okay, let's say you go into Neiman Marcus, or I won't say Neiman Marcus. Neiman Marcus is kind of whatever. Let's say Brooks Brothers or something, right? Or you're going to a premium men's boutique, right? So when they give you pants, they're probably going to be made for people of my size, not my size especially, but American size, right? Okay, so they're going to be a little bit, so a 34 is going to be a 34, or a 36 is going to be 36, or 42, or 40, whatever, right? Not, if you go to some place that's, let's say the pants are like $50 or $30 or $39 and or they're for sale all the time, chances are they're not really, they're made for your size, but they're not made. They're made for a certain build, right? And they kind of look, and some of these pants look funky on me because I say the word funky, you know, for whatever it is. So I have to get them altered. So I usually wear, I won't tell you my waist size because it's embarrassing, but but I'll go into like my length is like 30. Because I'm short, right? But I like 30. 30, 32 is too much because I'm not tall enough or whatever. So you can kind of, you can do the math. I'm like 5'7", right? So it's got to be just that length, right? I don't like 32. I definitely don't like 34. So I got to get them altered. So I had to give, so I had to try all these pants. And man, it was exhausting. I was like sweating. And I don't like situations like that. Plus, I'm not going to say that. That's... Anyway, I just didn't like it. So I finally put all the pants, got the pants I wanted. I haven't tried the shirts yet. Actually, the clothes are still in the car. The blazers and the shirts are in the car. The pants I have to pick up next Monday, right? I'm planning to pick them up early. I'm not planning to pick them up on my time off, because, I mean, not my time off. I'm not going to pick them up, you know, like, I'm going to ask, hey, can I leave early so I can pick up the stuff and then, you know, go home, you know, because it's going to take me like 30 or 40 minutes to get there. So anyway, so I got that, and then I have to get a hat, and it's hilarious. I think this job told me that now I'm an old man. And what I mean old man is that I'm no longer in this phase of like wearing t-shirts and jeans all the time. I mean, that's what I used to wear, is t-shirts and jeans, and I was cool with that. But now I'm starting to realize, I'll break this down as far as what else I got with this clothing allowance, right? So I used to wear t-shirts and cargo pants. That was like my thing. Maybe a polo if it was dressy polo. You know, with fat people, you can't really escape the boundaries. You know, your clothing boundaries are quite limited, especially nowadays. It seems like it's a shortage on fabric. Anyway, so yeah, it's just so you have, you're limited. So anyway, I finally found some things, you know, like a little piece here, a little piece there, and try to make it work. And so, yeah, so it's interesting with these. And the men that I'm working with, they're not all fit either. All of them got guts. I mean, probably, I probably look a little bit different because, one, they're not used to seeing me. I'm not used to seeing them. So it's a little bit awkward. And we're not comparing belly sizes and stuff like that, you know. Like, what's your belly? So, what's your belly size? Oh, I think my belly size is this. Look at a bigger one. I got two stomachs, one for meat and one for vegetables. Like, fuck out of here. Yeah, so anyway, and I got to buy some shoes. Now, you think buy some dress shoes, but they want you to have work boots. Like, dress work boots, if you think about it. So I bought these black leather ones, and they're interesting because they have these piano wire laces where you pull this little... It looks like a button you would like on those machines, like, you know, a big red button, the white little circle, you hit the stop button, you can pull it, out to start it, and then you hit the button to stop it, right? So you pull it, and then you just turn the knob, and then it gets tighter and tighter, like piano wire or something like that, and then you press the top and it locks it. And I was cool. It was cool. And it's also helpful for me because tying up shoes and then having a gut and then... and hurting all the time your knees is not a good combination. I think I need to make a video of how really bad I am. And when I say bad, I'm talking about like not my body, but how badly hurting I am. So, yeah. There's a bunch of episodes I need to download anyway. But anyway, not to sidetrack off from that, because someone, I had a viewer or a listener say, you know, I like your stuff. However, you do go off on a tangent. And, you know, and I was like, that's the point. I do go off on a tangent and ramble. I was thinking that's the point. I get some podcasting, depending on the subject, is very, you know, they have an outline. They're very straightforward. Like, I'm listening to two, like, I was listening to a bunch of podcasts, and I think I'll probably talk about this and then I'll probably stop. I was listening to a bunch of podcasts the last couple of weeks, right? So I'll tell you the three that I'm listening to right now. So one I'm listening to, there's some I was kind of like, fuck this, get out of here. One was Voice Acting 101, which it's okay, you know. And then there was another one I was kind of like, something with copywriting. I didn't like that because there's just these two people just really... I'm not going to get into detail, but they just kind of like shitted on anybody that was a copywriter. And they just said, oh, of course, we're the best. We're the best. And our business is always booming and growing. It's like, all right, fuck it. You guys are the top dog. Shit. But then I'm listening to this one called, and I'll say it, Murder in America. That is some deep shit. Whoa. I mean, and they're very thorough. I like the pace. Their pace is pretty cool. You know, they're very, they stick to the subject. They don't deviate. Their stuff is a little bit out there. It's a little bit, I tend to get a little bit sensitive. And when I mean sensitive, just like some of the stuff that the way that how they put stuff on, like if they're talking about a family being murdered, they would put the children, like if the children were recording like a, you know, like a child was recording some musical with their parents or at school, and they would say, listen to the kids as they were talking about the musical and stuff like that. And then two or 5 minutes later, talking about how they were brutalized, how they were, it's not for the light and heart, you know, that particular, I don't mean to, I'm boosting them or I'm boosting myself, but anyway. But yeah, that's, so my job. We'll see what goes on the next time, right? Next topic, right? Okay. Well, anyway, that is going to be it for today. I will record tomorrow. I promise I will record. I got some new things coming up. I do have a mug promotion. I have about 20 mugs. And I'm trying to get rid of them. And when I mean get rid of them, they're all different designer mugs. And I think I'll advertise some on my Instagram and Twitter. If you're interested, just check them out. It's under gorillaspitting.com. I'll also leave the link and whatever. You can look them up. These are mugs and just appreciation of just, you know, stopping by. You know, but there are some criteria that you have to do, some requirements, you know, such as follow me on Instagram, follow me on Twitter. Then you got, you know, then you can send me an email on gorillaspitting@gmail.com. Check it out. See, you know, say yes. And then, you know, leave your, obviously your username, you know, your account name on X or Twitter and Instagram. Let me know who you are. And then I got checked to follow up, and then I'll do a raffle. And then out of that, we'll award one person a week. And if I feel like, for instance, if there's a bunch of runner ups and someone didn't, you know, they make the first one and I don't feel there's enough traffic, then more likely I'll do it again on the second one. Okay. Meaning that probably who was the second runner up will probably get the next one. Okay. So like I said, 20 cups. That's like 4 cups a month. So for the next 5 months. Okay. So it starts tomorrow. Well, actually, no. It's going to start Monday. I said start tomorrow because I put out a podcast. I put out a post, but I'm going to change it. And it's going to start with my new podcast episode. So the next podcast episode, and I'm about to end this off, is going to be what a Taurus would say. I'm a Taurus, and I noticed that on Instagram I've been following these Taurus accounts and stuff, and a lot of the stuff I've been spot on with it, especially some of my feelings, and I find out I'm not alone, which is actually very comforting, because a lot of times, and especially with Tauruses, we tend to always try to handle things alone. We tend to be the Batman or the Superman. You know, the Batman is meaning that I gotta take everybody on, whereas the Superman type ego is like, I have the weight of the world on your shoulders and no one else can handle it from you. You know, they always say that if you're handling the weight of the world on your shoulders, you know what you need to do to help is to plant your feet, you know, so firmly. So, but that's it. Like I said, mug man giveaway. I'll do some snazzy promotion with it. And let's see where this goes. And yeah, so I'll talk to you guys soon. Peace and hair grease. And I will see you on the flip side. Peace.